participation of our community in figuring out how to get from where we are now to where we need to be. And we have the settlement agreement. It is a settlement agreement. It's not a condition. It's not a court required monitoring. That was what we worked so hard to avoid in my first 4 years, was to get to something that was more collaborative, which was more of a partnership, which allows our community to be the oversight. The Community Oversight Advisory Board is going to be hugely important. And I encourage everybody, as I said earlier, comment on who we should have as our compliance officer, how this is going to work. I disagree a little with my good colleague, Commissioner Novick. The people to come to is us, and I recognize that there's been many times that you have come to me and to other members of the council, and we haven't been able to do exactly what we wanted to do, what you wanted us to do, and particularly we haven't been able to do it exactly when you wanted us to be able to do it. Some things take time, and it takes us all working together. And to hold out hope that once a year going to a judge who's going to somehow wave a magic wand and make it all better, that's not how it works. How it's supposed to work is that the council, your council, is accountable to you, is accountable to our community, and is directly an oversight to our police force. We are the ones who can provide the budget and the oversight to make sure that everybody in our community can begin to trust us. And I understand that trust is not something that is given once. It is earned on a daily basis, and you can lose it in a heartbeat. And once you lose it, it takes a long time to earn it back. And that's what we're seeing here, is that we know we have lost the council, and not just this council, but past councils have lost the trust of our community because of so many bad things that have happened. We are the only ones who can earn that back. And so I cannot do what you asked me to do and not appeal, because I want clarity that I am responsible, that the mayor is responsible, that each of my commissioner colleagues are responsible, and that you are responsible, because the judge is not going to ride in on a white horse and save the day for us. We are going to need to do it ourselves, and we're going to need to do it despite not trusting each other. We're going to need to suspend disbelief and just hold on to that hope that if we work together, we actually could get to a place where everybody in this community can trust our police and every single one of our police. So, let her speak. Thank you very much for participating here today. I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I am very torn about this. I sort of went into this meeting thinking I was going to support the appeal, and I still may. I guess I do have tremendous doubts about our ability to succeed on this appeal. I think we're going to take a public relations hit. Maybe we've already taken it around this appeal. But I do tend to, you know, I'm listening to what my colleagues say, and I think they both have good points. Commissioner Novick, I think you're right. Ultimately, we are accountable to the U.S. Department of Justice, and that is the entity that should be looked to hold our feet to the fire. Commissioner Fritz, you're also right. We need to regain and earn the trust of our citizens that we can, in essence, in their eyes, and many eyes of people here today, that we can stand up to the police, that we don't close ranks as they're often accused of doing, as we're often accused of doing. And, you know, as I can say, you know, the Abiona Ministerial Alliance can be accused of closing ranks too, and just never having something positive to say about police. So I think I'm going to support this appeal, but I do so with extreme reluctance. I just think this is not going down a productive path. Part of me wants to say, let's just take our lumps, move on, take our chances with the type of evidentiary hearings Judge Simon may have. I don't know Judge Simon, but from everything I hear about him, he seems to be a very fair-minded person. After all, he's a federal judge, and I would expect a high degree of professional responsibility and impartiality from him. And even though he may not like the fact that we're seeking a higher review of his authority, and I think that's a very human instinct that we all share. I mean, you know, I can bring something before the council and I can lose, and I can be very professional about it, but it doesn't mean I like losing. And I think we run a real risk going into the first hearing, knowing full well that this appeal will be hanging over that first hearing, maybe even the second hearing. And, you know, people are people, and We all have emotions. So I don't want to belabor it. I am going to support this appeal, but I am doing so reluctantly. Aye.
Hales.
Well, there's been a lot of good discussion today and some passion from people who I respect. That will continue, and so will these conversations. One thing that will probably also continue, and you, Commissioner Fritz, alluded to it, is that people won't trust politicians and those of us in elected office. Well, let me tell you, I ran for this office, and I've been in it now almost 2 years, not expecting that people would start trusting politicians or even that they would trust me personally, but that I could run for office and make a difference. And I think all four of us and our colleague as well believe that, that you can run for office in Portland and you can make a difference. And one of the reasons I ran for office is that I wanted to change the relationship between the Portland Police Bureau and the citizens it served. And I wanted to never see another day like the day after the death of James Chassie or Aaron Campbell. I never want to be the police commissioner on that morning. And neither does our chief or his successor want to be the police chief on that morning. And what I want to see is real change in that relationship. And that's where the trust will come from. What words we say here and what this judicial proceeding results in probably won't materially change that trust between our citizens, the 610,000 of them, and the police bureau. But if these 88 items are real things and we make real changes in those real things, like who we hire and how well they understand that there's institutional racism in this city and that they need to understand that, and how well they understand that mental illness has facets and nuances that they must understand in order to de-escalate situations on the street, and a whole bunch of other things that they need to know, that we get those trainings in place and that they're real and that they're sustained and that they're monitored and that they work, and that we have different rules for when they get to use their weapons. And in fact, we already do. And that those rules are consistently followed, and they will be. And all those 88 things and 88 more that aren't on this list that this council believes are good public policy and that we put in place for our police bureau will change the relationship. In fact, we already have, to an extent. We're not done. No one should hear my words of hope and optimism about what I see in the police bureau as feeling like we can check the box, but I get the reports every morning and I see thoughtful, nuanced de-escalation of situations involving mental illness. Day after day, I see people talked off of bridges who are about to commit suicide. I see people with weapons or what appear to be weapons in their hands, like a young man coming out of his garage with what looked like a pellet gun, being disarmed. Not every time, tragically, not every time, but I see real improvement in that understanding and in that relationship. So if I didn't think change was possible, I never would have run for office. And I don't think that's unusual to me. But I do think it's possible. And that this settlement, whether it's written on a judge's order or a letter between the Department of Justice and the City of Portland or a piece of paper in this room, if we mean that we are going to do all these things and the Department of Justice holds us to it, that's some opportunity for trust that there will be real change. Then we have independent police review. We're going to have a COAB, a compliance officer, community liaison, and we're going to have a board of independent citizens who are looking over all those shoulders. I think those institutions will help make sure that these things become real. But that's what matters. Do they become real? Is there real change? Do we treat people with mental illness differently? Do we police all of our citizens the same way with real justice, procedural and real justice on the streets of the city? I think those things are possible. I think that progress can be achieved. It will require vigilance. And frankly, it doesn't necessarily require trust. It just requires results. And I'm committed to those results. So I think it's reasonable that we go ahead with this appeal. It may or may not clarify the roles of the court and the city and the Department of Justice further than the clarity that we already have. It's a reasonable proposition that our city attorneys recommended and that I'm going to support. but I'm at least as focused, frankly, as both a member of this council and as the commissioner in charge of the Portland Police Bureau, that we get real change day by day, sustained over time, in real ways that change that understanding of what people are going to get from their police officers when they encounter them on the streets. That's, I think, what matters most, and that's where my heart is. Thank you all. Aye. We're adjourned.
Surprise! Long too.